नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो 14 चैप्टर आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ वर्स टेक्स्ट 42 लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर नन्वस्य ब्राह्मणाराजन् कृष्णस्य जगदात्मनः पुनन्तः पादरजसा त्रिलोकिं देवतं महत् परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद Translation. My dear King Yudhishthir, the Brahmins, especially those engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord throughout the entire world, are recognized and worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the heart and soul of all creation. The Brahmins, by their preaching, sanctify the three worlds with the dust of their lotus feet, and thus they are worshipable even for Krishna. Purport. As admitted by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1869, Nacha tasman manusheshu kashin me priyakrittamaha. The Brahmins preach the cult of Krishna consciousness all around the world. And therefore, although they worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord also recognizes them as worshipable. The relationship is reciprocal. The Brahmins want to worship Krishna, and similarly, Krishna wants to worship the Brahmins. In conclusion, therefore, Brahmins and Vaishnavas who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord must be worshipped by religionists, philosophers, and people in general. At the Rasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthir, many hundreds and thousands of Brahmins were present, yet Krishna was selected to be worshipped first. Therefore, Krishna is always the Supreme Person, but by His causeless mercy, He recognizes the Brahmins as dear most to Him. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak for my purification and repeat whatever is there in Prabhupada books and I have heard from devotees. So here this is a very, very, very important exalted shloka and purport where the description is how Lord loves His devotees, those who preach His message. Especially Lord take special note of them, those who take trouble to preach this message of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So before talking that Lord appreciate these devotees, those who preach, we have to understand how much He loves His devotees. Because actually He loves all His part and parcels. He loves all His part and parcels. He is missing them. That is His greatness. Although He is Atmaram, He is self-satisfied. But He wants to reciprocate love with each one of them. So even in this material world, the love which we see, the mother's love, is gives some reflection of Lord's love, which Lord has for His devotees. Now, unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, that mother's love is also many times is not fully expressed. It's so much contaminated. Like morning only, we were hearing one lecture of Prabhupada during dressing the deities. And Prabhupada was saying that in Kali Yuga, the situation is so bad that even mother's love is so contaminated that mother is not concerned and so much worried about their children. And they're even ready to kill their children in the womb. But still, if anything we have to see love in this world, we can get a glimpse from there. Even in animal species, it can be seen. Like once, His Holiness Radhana Swami was saying that he saw there was one dog, she-dog, and she had one small child. And it was hit by a car. It was dead. But again and again, this mother was coming and tried to hit him and just to, you know, provoke to get up. But little did she know that that child is dead. So again and again she was coming and then Maharaj told some people that you take this small child of this dog and bury it, otherwise she will just keep coming again and again. And they did this, and after that, for many days, she would come there, she would cry, and then go, again cry, again go. So this can be seen there also. Even in cow, we can see, as soon as the child is born, cow licks the whole thing, you know, whatever that liquid is there all over the body, with her own tongue actually, licks and eats it. And she's always conscious, where is my calf? And even thousands of calves are there, she can recognize very clearly, easily. So this is a very special thing which we have to understand, what is this love is. Like two mothers were fighting. Basically both of them were claiming for a child. And the complaint came to the king. And they were saying, no, no, this is my child. And another one was saying, it's my child. So king said, okay, you cut into two pieces, we'll give half to you, half to you. So immediately the real mother said, no, I don't want. You give it to her. So then king understood the child belongs to this particular lady. Because she will rather see child is with another woman than seeing being killed in front of her eyes. So this is a very important thing which we have to understand, that how Lord loves his part and parcel, because we are all like his little children, those who have rebelled against him. And after rebelling against him, we are trying to enjoy in this material world, trying to be happy. Like this the story we hear, that this child, the son, grown-up son, he tells his father that I want to go and do my own business. You give my share. And father says, this world is not a so easy place. Better remain with me. And you enjoy, we all will live together. What's the problem you have? We have everything. I'm giving you all the facilities. Why you have to go? People will plunder you. He said, no, no, no. I want to be alone. I don't want to be with you. So he gave. And then he came to the city with all that money. So many friends came. He plundered all his money. And then he had nothing. And he was doing some menial job in some big rich person's house and taking care of some pigs or something, you know, or some cattle. And eating the dirty food. So he thought, let me go back and do same kind of job with my father's place. But when he comes, father comes running. It's not that he's going to give him that kind of job. Father is awaiting. He has forgotten father. Father has not forgotten him. That we have to understand. That we have forgotten Krishna, but Krishna has not forgotten us. That one thing if we understand, then it will be so wonderful to come closer to Krishna. Like this Gopakumar, Shri Bhrad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami tells the story of Gopakumar. That Gopakumar is trying so hard, they're trying so many ways to go to the spiritual world. First of all, he doesn't know in a spiritual world, like a spiritual path. He's meeting different gurus, different people. And ultimately, after going all this long journey, taking so much trouble, when he reaches to the spiritual world, and he's there, and he's standing there, and Krishna and Balaram are walking. And Krishna and Balaram are walking, and Krishna saw, oh, who is this person? And as soon as he saw, he recognizes him and comes running. He just leaves everybody and comes running. And he said, where have you been for so long? And embraces him. And after embracing, he faints. Krishna faints there. Just by seeing Gopakumar after so long, that where have you been? And then Krishna, because he fainted, now the Balaram tells Gopakumar that you please chant name of Krishna in the ear of Krishna. And loudly he chants the name of Krishna. And Krishna comes to consciousness and then he takes him to his own house. And Krishna Balaram is sitting next to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is sitting in the middle. And here Krishna, here is Balaram. And in front of them, they made him sit like a special guest. And they are feeding. Prasadam is food, is bhoga is given to Krishna. And Radharani and all her associates, they are watching. As we see in this song, Bhoga Arati. They are watching how Krishna is enjoying the different things they have made. So Radharani had made Manohar Laddu. So Krishna took this Manohar Laddu and made a very bitter face. He said, it's so bitter, it's useless. Gopakumar, you take this because you comes with Radharani's line. You take this. And gave whole Mahaprasad to Gopakumar just to give him his mercy. So like this, a long pastime. And basically the thing is that how Krishna is awaiting for all of us. This one thing which we have to understand, that Krishna loves his devotees like anything. Krishna loves his all part and parcel like anything. Like even when Krishna is going to Vrindavan, from like Vrindavan forest, from his home, even when he's in Vrindavan forest, so only few gopas are with him, you know, like not few, many gopas, but many others, those are not with him. Many others, like, you know, gopis and Yashoda Mai and small balakas, they are not with him. So Krishna is remembering all of them. Whenever Krishna sees the restless eyes of the does, Krishna immediately remembers Radharani's glance. Whenever he sees the tails of love-intoxicated peahens, he immediately remembers Yashoda Mai's, you know, breads, this choti. She's working hard, laboring hard to bathe him. And whenever he sees the restless honeybees, he remembers the balaka, the small children. Why? Because to come to the forest, only up to certain age children are allowed. But small balakas, they cannot accompany Krishna. So they have tears in their eyes and they are crying, I cannot come with you. So like that, Krishna is remembering each one of them, even during Vrindavan when he is enjoying with other people. So this thing, again and again if we read Shastra, it comes forward that how much he loves. Like Sanatana Goswami, when he got this sore all over his body and pus was oozing out, you know, he came from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and while being in Jagannath Puri, on the way actually, he took bath in some contaminated water, and there is so much sores all over his body and pus was oozing out. And actually he had thought that I will just finish my body. But the Lord Chaitanya would all the time embrace him. All the time come and embrace him. And all this pus would stick to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. And he would feel so bad. And one day he opened his heart to Jagannath Pandit and he advised, yeah, you should go back to Vrindavan. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know this, he became so angry on Jagannath Pandit. How can you advise this, Sanatana Goswami? He is so great, he is so advanced. Who are you, a small child? And then he says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says to Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, they were both together that time. He said, don't feel that I feel anything bad when I am embracing Sanatana Goswami. Tomara lalya apna ke lalak abhiman, lal kera lalya nahe dosha parigyan. He says that I think you as my little boys, little children, both of you. Lal kera lalya nahe dosha parigyan. And the maintainer, when he is maintaining his maintained, those he is maintaining. So even if some mistakes are there, some faults are there, he doesn't take them seriously. He doesn't take them seriously. Aapna re hai mora amanya saman, toma savare karo mui balak abhiman. Mui balak. I consider you my little children. So actually Lord considers all of us as little children of his own. And then he says, matara yehi balakera amedhe lage gaye. That when child pass amedhya, stool and urine, and even that touches the body of mother, mother doesn't hate it. On the contrary, she takes what? Great pleasure in cleaning him. And then, lalya amedhya lalkera chandan samabhai. That this dirt, this amedhya, this stool and urine appears like a sandalwood pulp to mother. So please don't feel that there is any hatred or anything. I'm loving you. And when there is a love, is a very special thing. So that's what, when we read this Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita actually ending with this shloka which Prabhupada is quoting in his purport, Nachatasman Manusheshu Kashin Me Priyakrittama, that there is no one more dear to me, one who preaches this message. Why? Because Lord is missing all his lost part and parcel, and when they are given knowledge, because then somebody can ask question, then why Lord, if he is missing them, by force he can just take them back. But that is not the problem, that is not the solution, because the relation is a relation of love. And in loving relation, we can't force. But what devotees do, they do propaganda on behalf of Lord. They give knowledge. And with that knowledge, living entity change his desire. Instead of lording over the material nature, living entity understand that I cannot be happy by lording over the material nature. It's so difficult. Because as a 13th chapter, you know, it gives the root cause of our existence in the material world. Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. That in this shloka, in this verse, living entity is sarcastically called as Purusha. Purusha Prakriti Stoi. When living entity tries to become Purusha, the enjoyer, and then Bhungte Prakriti Jahan Gudan, try to enjoy the material nature, then what happens? He has to associate with three modes, Sattagun, Rajagun and Tamogun. And because of that association with modes, what happens? Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. Again and again, different kind of bodies he has to accept. And such a pitiable situation he has to go. Prabhupada writes one verse before it in the purport that as soon as a living entity gets a particular kind of body, laws of nature start acting. Is forced to behave according to that particular kind of body. If he's given a body of cat, he's like a cat. Giving a body like a dog, he's a dog. Body like a hog, he's like a hog. And all the inclinations, all the flavors, all the likings will be according to that particular kind of body. Those modes governs him. He just likes those kind of things. Even if you give him something else, he will not like. Like Prabhupada used to always talk about these hogs. They always like that particular kind of stuff, nasty thing. Even if you give them something wonderful, they don't like it. So this is a very unfortunate thing, and he gets captivated by this material world. Captivated. Whichever body he's in, is captivated. And that captivation is the root cause. So Prabhupada said, as long as he's captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. So this captivation is the main problem. Mohit, mohit ho jana. So what devotees do, they try to bring people to knowledge. And by that they make them understand that this material world has nothing. There is not much glory here. Unless, otherwise what will happen in whichever situation person is in, is captivated. Like once devotee was saying that how they give the hog body. Suddenly they don't give the hog body. First they take him to the hellish planet and they train him to eat particular kind of stuff. And when he says, yesterday was good, you know, was better than 2 days. Now you are ready. Now you are ready for this body now. Now you go to this body. So the thing is that he is now captivated even by that stuff. So this is captivation. So devotees, they just open the harsh reality of this material world. And they propagate, they make big propaganda, you know, announcements. Like, you know, in my childhood, in our town, they used to have an rickshaw, auto rickshaw sometime, or pedal wala rickshaw. This person is doing announcements. So this small child of 3-year-old is lost. He's wearing a red shirt, and he has a long hair, and he has a small black spot here. If anybody gets him, please bring to the police station. His mother is crying and all that. Like even Kumbh Mela, they do like this. So actually, these devotees are actually like this announcement wala. You know, they're just making these announcements. That all of you are lost here. And Lord is awaiting for you. He's just waiting for any moment, like Gop Kumar, and he's just ready to embrace all of us. So this is what devotees do, and while doing this, it's not an easy thing. Prabhupada writes, because first thing what they have to do, they have to hear. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate material nature. The first medicine is hearing, but the problem is that people don't want to hear. People say, no, we don't want injection. We are happy. We are satisfied in our own situation. On top of that, Krishna also puts many conditions. He says, Ashraddhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya Mam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. That Ashraddhana Purusha, those who have no faith, they cannot come to me. And Aprapya Mam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartamani. They will keep on rotating here and there. And even in the end, just before this Ya Idam Paramam Guhyam, you know, all this shloka which Nache Tasman Manusheshu, Krishna puts a very heavy condition. Like this is 69, and in 67 he puts a, like, you know, not one condition, there are 5-6 conditions. Idam te na tapaskaya, na bhaktaya kadachana, na shushru shave vachyam, nache maam yo abhusuyati. He says, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those, na tapaskaya, those who are not austere. Then, na bhaktaya, those who are not devoted or engaged in devotional service, or not one who is envious of me. So where will you find such people, those who are austere, devoted and not envious? Only devotees are like that. And that's what Krishna says. That's why I'm telling you, you should explain only to the devotees. Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidhasyati. This Bhagavad Gita is only for devotees. So this makes things more difficult. That first he is saying that people don't have any interest, they are captivated by the material nature, and he says don't preach to them, don't give them. But actually devotees take risk on behalf of Lord Krishna. devotees feel a lot of compassion. I'm talking about pure devotees. We are just trying to be representing them and engaging ourselves. So devotees take that risk, and they want to give all the concessions which are possible. Like Narad Muni once told Lord Narayan that you have put so many conditions, my Lord. Nobody wants to come. He said, even if I don't put any condition, they will not come. You try. Today, feel free. Sale. 100% discount. Anybody will bring, I'll take him to Vaikuntha. So he comes, he starts preaching very heavily. Purusha prakriti stohi, bhungte prakriti jan guna, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This material world is miserable and we are all suffering here. Lord is absolute, he's so beautiful and he's rasaraj, he's just come with me. And say, yeah, very good, very good. Where are we going? I say, yeah, come to Vaikuntha. Many were not ready to come. Like, you know, this Prabhupada was distributing this easy journey to other planets. And then, and this person asked that, can I go? Can I come back again? So first he's saying, you can go by reading this book to other planets. You can go to even a spiritual world. And he's saying, no, I want to come back again in this miserable situation. Like Indra, he became pig, he became hog. And Brahmaji is saying, come, go back now. Enough with your punishment. He said, no, I want to be here only. So many didn't join Narad Muni. And many joined also. Somehow they got influenced by the potency of Narad Muni's potency, you know, purity. Because when pure devotee is preaching, it's very forceful. It's influenced like anything. So many are following him. He's very happy. He was thinking, Narayan was saying, nobody will come. So many are there. And he's walking, going ahead, one after another. And when he reached Vaikuntha, he said, Narayan? And he said, Narayan said, oh, you're so happy looking, yeah, Narad Muni. It means so many people have come, promised you to come. He said, promised? They are already here, so many. They are following me all the way. He said, I don't find anybody there. Just look at behind. And when he saw, there was no one. Because on the way, on this path of Krishna consciousness, so many temptations, this captivation, you know, mohit. So they got captivated by so many other things. So one thing is that Lord loves so much his part and parcel. Second thing, to whom those who he love, they are so much captivated in this material world, it's so difficult to bring them. You know, what I'm trying to explain is that the thing which is so valuable to the Lord and how difficult it is to bring back to the Lord. And those who are doing this service, how much difficulty they have to undertake. So that's why Lord loves them so much. Like Parikshit Maharaj, in the beginning of 6th canto, he begins with his question. Aduneha Mahabhaga Yatheva Narkanara Nanogra Yatana Neya Taname Vakhya Tumarhasi. The 5th canto, full description of hellish planet is done. Last chapter, 26th chapter. And after hearing all these hellish planets, the natural compassion of Parikshit Maharaj aroused. And he asking, Aduneha Mahabhaga, right now in this material world, hey Mahabhaga, hey fortunate, opulent Shukdev Goswami, Yatheva Narkar Nara, that all people are suffering in this hellish planets. Nana Ugra Yatanan. Nana Ugra means varieties of yatana, varieties of troubles they were given. Somebody is put into fire, somebody is put into oil, burning oil. So many horrible things are given in the 5th canto, 26th chapter. And he's saying, Neya Tanme Vakyutum Arhasi. What person has to undergo so that he can come out of it? Immediate. He has just 7 days, already 5 cantos, maybe 3 days are already over. And he's about to die after 3-4 days. And his concern is that, tell me about those who are suffering in the hellish planets, how they can come out of it. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that is what a devotee is. He's very concerned about others. Para dukha dukhi. He has personally no troubles. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, I have personally no troubles. I am enjoying, I am in ecstasy in remembering your pastimes. But I worry about these fools and rascals, those are maya sukha, those are taking happiness in this temporary world. I am worried about them. So Parikshit Maharaj has a worry that how they can be happy, those are in troubles. And Prabhupada says, unfortunately, people are in such a grossest ignorance that even they don't even believe that there is a life after death. All these things we can talk only when person has some faith that there is a life after death. If person is feeling everything is here, just I will enjoy in this life and I will just run after the material enjoyment, you know, like this Charvak philosophy, Ridam Kritva Gritam Privet, Yava Jivet, Sukham Jivet, Bhasmi Bhutasya Dehasya, Kutha Punar Agman Bhavet. That just try to work hard to get material enjoyment in this world. Ridam Kritva Gritam Pivet. You beg, borrow, whatever you do, but drink ghee. And, you know, Prabhupada was saying that still at least, you know, they were drinking ghee, not eating meat. At least that much culture they were. And then he is saying, Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutha punaragman bhavet. So people think that with this body everything will be destroyed. They just want to rot in this material world, like Prabhupada was saying yesterday morning lecture. They don't want to relish the eternity, the blissful nature of Krishna. So that's why the devotees of Lord Krishna, they take trouble. And Lord become very happy. Tav katha amritam tapta jivanam kavi bhiriritam kalmashapaham shamana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi ganantiye bhuridajana. These gopis are singing in glorification of Lord's devotees. That tav katha amritam, O my Lord, your katha is full of nectar. Your pastimes are full of nectar. They are nectar, not full of nectar. They are nectar. Katha amritam. Tapta jivanam. And they give relief. They give the satisfaction, happiness to the suffering souls. Tapta jivanam. This material world is like a tapta. People are burning. Samsara dava nalalida loka. And even to realize this, they have to associate with devotees. That they are suffering. They are, you know, burning with fire and anger. Everything. Tapta jivanam. And then, kavi bhiriditam kalmashapaham. So kavi bhi, the great thinkers, kavi bhiriditam kalmashapaham. They try to destroy this kalmash which they have. And then, kalmashapaham. Shravana mangalam. I was talking about the hearing process which Prabhupada is talking about in the purport. By hearing process only what will happen? Living, and it will lose this long cherished desire to lord over the material nature. So shravana mangalam. The most auspicious activity is actually hearing about Krishna. That is Shravana Mangalam. Shrimad Atatam. And the Shrimad, they distribute Atatam. Everywhere there is spreading, distributing. Bhuvi Ganantiye Bhuri Dajana. And they are most munificent, they are most merciful. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from King Pratap Rudra, he went into ecstasy by this shloka after hearing this shloka and immediately embraced King Pratap Rudra, whom he was saying, Chi, Durado. Be little far, because that's what that much pleasure Lord takes when he hears the glories of those who are anyway trying to assist bringing his lost children back to him. You know, here I just want to make a point that preaching is not just giving lectures or speaking. You know, preaching one way, assisting in any way in this mission of Prabhupada, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where everybody is united and bringing fallen conditioned souls to back them to Krishna. Like organizing programs, 1971, Shyam Sundar Prabhu organized his big Pandal program and so many great souls became devotee. He may not have given personally lectures, but with that so many people became devotees. But the problem is, when you try to preach in this material world, there will be so many difficulties. It will not be easy place. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, in the definition of Titikshva, when 12th chapter is talking about Titikshva, the devotee has to be tolerant, and Prabhupada connect immediately tolerance to facing difficulties while preaching. Because when you try to tell somebody about Krishna, or try to tell this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, immediately their sense gratification is hampered. Even if somebody is listening, other people get agitated. They don't allow him to listen. You know, one person is ready to buy the book, but another partner, you say, no, don't take. Sometimes husband is interested, wife doesn't allow. Sometimes wife is interested, husband doesn't allow to take the book. Why? Because their faith in the material world, in the sense enjoyment, gets shaken up. They just get totally shivered. They start shivering. Because they have been trying to enjoy in this material world so many lifetimes. And they say, now I have been wrong. Like especially the old people, when they say their grandson or somebody is practicing Krishna consciousness, they get immediately alarmed. He says, beta, don't do all this. You can do it when you're old. But what they are doing, they're watching TV. Because they feel that if he's doing, then I also have to do. People ask me, you are already 70-year-old and you're doing all this gossip in this garden or that garden, laughing all day, just for useless things, discussing politics. So they get shaken up. So this is a wonderful section in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, where Narad Muni actually preached very heavily to Daksha's children. Not heavily, very simply. And he took it very, he thought that he preached very heavily. So he just spoke the truths of life. You know, these 10,000 sons of Daksha, her Ishwas. And by hearing the wonderful instruction of Narad Muni, they were pure, you know, uncontaminated, small children. And they all took to the renounce of life. And then Narad Muni personally, you know, second time also, Daksha made 1,000 more. He was a Daksha expert in creating children. So 1,000 more were made. And now he goes again, Narad Muni. And this time was very easy. He said, you know, younger one should follow elder one. Your elder brothers have done something, and we should follow. I'll tell you this philosophical point. And they also became. So first time Daksha tolerated. Second time he became very angry. And he started shouting at Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is so great, he personally appeared in front of Daksha. Now generally what happens, if we do something, you know, we come to know that person is angry, we run away. We'll meet later on when his anger will be, when he will be peaceful. Now Narad Muni personally appeared in front of Daksha. There is a reason, we'll tell in the end. So he says, Daksha says, Aho asadho sadhu naam sadhu lingene nastoya. You're wearing the dress of a sadhu, but you're asadhu. Why? Because you're doing the acts of a asadhu. You think that you are a great soul, but you are doing this injustice. You know, this is not good. Even in grihastha life, I am sadhu. I am following all the rule regulation. I am doing all the yajnas and tapa and dana, everything I am doing. And I am sadhu. And you, what you are doing? You are just bewildering people. And he says, my children, small children, they have not even seen anything in their life. They have so many debts on their head. Especially talks about three debts which anybody has. It's a three debts is, first debt is debt to saintly persons. And that debt can be repaid by following celibacy. And second debt is debt to demigods, because demigods are providing so many things. And that can be paid by following many ritualistic processes. Yajna, dana, tapa, everything. And third thing is to father, and that is by begetting children. So Prabhupada says, but Daksha didn't know, Deva Rishi Bhutapta Pitrinanam, Na Kinkaro Nayam Rinicha Rajan, Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanam, Gato Mukundam Parihirta Karatam. That was the problem of when you know half the knowledge. That he didn't know that if anybody takes shelter of Krishna, Gato Mukundam Parihirta Karatam, then all the rents, all the debts towards Deva, Rishi, you know, demigods and the saintly people and kings and the forefathers, all the rents are paid. You don't have to worry. And then Daksha is saying that you are actually shameless. You don't have any shame. You have defamed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't know what is right, what is wrong. And then he says that you have actually, you are very expert in creating enmities. The Suharda, devotees of the Lord should be creating friendship. They should be equal to everyone. But you are creating what? Enemies. So that is the accusation people put on devotees. Prabhupada is saying that I am trying to preach, working so hard, trying to preach in foreign countries, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message I am trying to spread. And these people in foreign, the parents of these children, they are accusing me. And in India when I come, the caste brahmanas, they are accusing me. That Swamiji, you are spoiling our religion. You are giving diksha to these foreigners. Those are yavanas and milichas. And Prabhupada is saying that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Prithvite ache yadi nagaradi gram, sarvata prachar hoibe mora naam. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that everywhere my name will be chanted, everyone will know me, so does it mean that they will just know you and know the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they will not do anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They will not change their lifestyle? What does it mean then? And then he says, the problem in this India is, why this this culture of Vedic culture is totally destroyed? The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, they never took the trouble to spread this message. They just wanted to be within their own comfort zone. And because they didn't take the trouble, the people, they were carried away by other lower kind of, faith. And then because of that, what happens? Once they get into that kind of faith, they're totally avoided from Vedic culture, Vedic people. And they don't want to come back again. There is no possibility of admitting them also. They are so rigid in their structure. But now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is breaking all these structures, allowing the facility, not only facility like a club member, you become this club member just like a signature and no heart change. Club member at the same time, full heart change within a short time. Not the external change of dress. But Prabhupada is saying people are not respecting. So this is a very unfortunate situation. So Prabhupada is saying when you try to preach, when you try to spread this message, no doubt we'll be getting knowingly or unknowingly some enemies and they will try to harm us. But devotee has to continue with his duty. And in Daksha's another accusation was that their knowledge is not awakened. You just try to put artificially some dress on them. If you try to put some artificial dress on somebody and say you are sannyasi now, then they will create only chaos in the society. So Prabhupada is saying, actually Narad Muni is not that ordinary kind of person. He is a pure devotee and he has a power. He is actually Shaktyave Shavtar or Bhakti. That whomever he touched, that person is infused with Bhakti. What to speak of these pure children, pure souls, you know, almost like they are on the verge of becoming pure devotee. He has made Mrigari and Valmiki and so many people into devotees, those never can become even normal human being. So Narad Muni has actually awakened their renunciation by his preaching. And then they voluntarily renounce this world. Not that by force or by, you know, some condition he made them. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Puryojita, Janatyashu Vairagyam, Jnanam Chayadehetukam. When you do Bhakti, when you associate with a pure devotee, automatically Jnana and Vairagya develops. And then he says, no, you know, person has to experience suffering to renounce this world. Unless person experience suffering, he cannot renounce. So Prabhupada says, if it is true, then why so many people are suffering and they are not renouncing? A woman, when he has this labor pain of giving birth to the child, she says that enough, lot of, no more child. But again, the propensity to enjoy in this world is so intense, again. And we have seen, you know, trippyanti neha kripana bahudukkha bhaja. That because this sense pleasure doesn't give any satisfaction, the person keep on trying. Like Prahlada Maharaj says, you have a itch and we keep on scratching it. So just mere the experience of suffering will not give renunciation. If that is true, then all the, you know, countries which are a lot of suffering, if there is no food to eat, you know, they all got conscious, you know. The many countries where they have so many sufferings there. And we even sometimes get scared. Maybe so all hellish planets will become all pure devotees. It's the association of a pure devotee which gives the transformation. And that's what Narad Muni had done. That by his merciful association, he transformed these children of Daksha. And that's what he's going to do to Daksha also now. And that's why he has appeared in front of Daksha. He knows that when person is in anger and when the object of anger in front of him, he will shout and he become pacified. Then he will repent that I did something wrong. And that repentance will purify Daksha's heart. Like Jagai Madhai, when he hit Nityanand Prabhu, Nityanand Prabhu didn't run. He was standing there. And because he was standing there, Jagai Madhai realized by the influence of Nityanand Prabhu's purity, or here Narad Muni's purity, that they did something wrong and they fall flat at the feet of Nityanand Prabhu. So this is the mercy of great devotees, and by following their footsteps, we also try to become one insignificant part of this great mission, where we try to spread this message all over the world, and whatever little way we can, but that will really inspire everybody. Even if nobody is becoming devotee, Prabhupada is giving example of a doctor. He would make many medicines, but nobody will come to buy. But he will always so absorbed in buying this medicine, making this medicine. And one day one person came and he asked, his name was Beecham, this doctor's name. And he said, do you have Beecham's powder? So he said, Beecham's powder? Just by hearing that he got a heart attack and he died. You know, somebody came to ask this medicine. Beecham, his name was there. So he said that we have to be like that. Not that we have to die by if somebody become devotee, but even if one person become devotee, throughout our life preaching, we have to keep absorbed in doing our duties. Otherwise, it's very difficult actually to go on. We have to do our duty. And so many difficulties will come, like Prabhupada was there in Calcutta and many people were threatening him, fly or die. So according to our level, we can take the risk. Like Prabhupada, at the platform, he said, I'll not go. I'm not going to go. I'm going to preach. And then actually Prabhupada had a meeting with them and he tried to explain to them and then they understood and Prabhupada continued his preaching. So the point is that if we just look towards these great ideals in our life and whatever little way we can assist great souls, so that will purify our heart and at the same time we'll have opportunity to relish Krishna's pastime, Krishna's nectar. Like Krishna is so much missing all of us. I started in the beginning, so I'll end with that. Like when Krishna was there in Mathura, so Mathura, he was there and he was very much feeling morose. Like this is a spiritual ecstasy. It's not like a material kind of morose, you know. You become miserable. And then Uddhava says, Uddhava asked, why are you feeling like this? He said, you know, you don't know actually. You know, when I was leaving Mathura, then gopis were running after me. And they were expecting a small message from me. And then I told them, I'll return, don't worry. And then Nanda Maharaj came to Mathura when I killed Kamsa and his body was taken away. Then I went to Nanda Maharaj and I told him I shall return because I have given so much trouble, so much suffering to my parents and everybody in Mathura. They have suffered so much. So I want to spend some time with them. I'll come. So I have given two promises, one to gopis, one to Nanda Maharaj, and they are suffering there. So what can I do? So Uddhava said, then you should go. What's the problem? It's just a few hours journey. You go there. He said, no, but I have given promise to Vasudeva and Devaki also that I will not leave them. So he said, then you bring them here. I'll bring them. It's just a few hours job. I'll bring all of them here. He said, you don't understand. The nature of Brajavasis, nature of Nanda Maharaj and Gopas and Gopis, love of their love is very spontaneous. It's very intimate. And that will contradict the rasa of Mathura. And Mathuravasis will not feel happy, and when I'm opulently dealing with Mathuravasis, Rajavasi feel very awkward. So you will not understand. But someday you will understand. And then Krishna sent him as a messenger. He gives many letters. He gives a letter to Radharani, he gives a letter to Nandmara, Yashodamai, Shridama, Subal, Amshu, Varuthap. And he takes all these letters. And as soon as Uddhava reaches there, all these gopas, they surround him, thinking he's a Krishna. Because Uddhava complexion is like Krishna. But then they realize he's not Krishna and he gives them these letters and all of them reading their letters and they're embracing each other and they started crying. Oh, we took Krishna for granted and now he left us. When will we meet him? And he started crying and weeping and weeping. And Uddhava got totally bewildered. So that's what the love between Lord and his devotees. Lord is also worried. When he's thinking about Mathuravasis, he's worried about Brajavasis. When he's thinking about Brajavasis, he's worried about Mathuravasis. The only worry he has that how can I give more pleasure to my devotees? And the only worry devotees have that how can I give more pleasure to my Lord. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Dhanyavad. So I think